Leviticus chapter 25, verses 23 through 28. This is the word of the Lord. The land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine. For you are strangers and sojourners with me. And in all the country you possess, you shall allow a redemption of the land. If your brother becomes poor and sells part of his property, then his nearest redeemer shall come and redeem what his brother has sold. If a man has no one to redeem it, and then himself becomes prosperous and finds sufficient means to redeem it, let him calculate the years since he sold it and pay back the balance to the man to whom he sold it and then return to his property. But if he does not have sufficient means to recover it, then what he sold shall remain in the hand of the buyer until the year of Jubilee. In the Jubilee it shall be released, and he shall return to his property. This is the word of the Lord. The land of Canaan was the land of the Lord. It was the land of the Lord because it was the land of his dwelling. It was the place where he chose to dwell with his people. It was the land that he promised to give to his people. It was the land that he gave to his people as an inheritance forever. This was in fulfillment of his promise to Abraham. Genesis chapter 17, verse 8. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. The land of Canaan was the land of Abraham's sojournings. He sojourned there, but he never possessed the land himself. Abraham never possessed the land of promise, but only ever lived there as a stranger and as a sojourner. But that was not true for his offspring. For the land was given to his offspring by God. They received it as an inheritance from the Lord. They were given possession of it by the Lord. They did not dwell there as strangers and sojourners of the land, but as citizens of the land. And yet, even then, as heirs and citizens of the land, even then, God's people were to understand themselves as strangers and sojourners with the Lord. And why were they to understand themselves as strangers and sojourners with him? Because they could not possess the land forever. because they would not dwell with God in that land forever. Because death would cut them off out of the land. Because death would separate them from the dwelling place of God in the land. And as we will see in Leviticus chapter 26, it was not only their death that would separate the people from the land and from the dwelling place of God, but also their sin. For that is why we die. That is why you die. That is why we all die. Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. In Leviticus chapter 25, verse 23, the Lord instructs his people to understand themselves as strangers and sojourners with him. They were to understand themselves as strangers and sojourners with the Lord in the hope of a day when they would no longer be strangers and sojourners with him. When sin and death would not separate them from him. When they would dwell with him forever. When they would live in the light of his face, world without end. God's people lived in this hope. And as it was the hope of all God's people, they were to allow a redemption of the land. The people of God were to allow a redemption of the land. In Leviticus, to deprive someone of his inheritance, to deprive someone of his land, the land given to him by God, the land promised to his fathers, to deprive someone of his inheritance would have been like a father and mother refusing to circumcise their son. To deprive someone of his inheritance would have been like a father and mother depriving their son of his circumcision, depriving him of that sign of the covenant between God and him. To deprive someone forever of his inheritance would have been to cut that one off from the people of God. It would have been like saying to that one, the promise of God is not for you. The inheritance of God is not for you. And so in the same way that parents were called to present their sons for circumcision, in the same way that they were not to withhold that sign from their children, so also the people were called to allow for a redemption of the land, lest one of their brothers be deprived of his inheritance from the Lord. Now in Leviticus chapter 25, in verses 25 through 28, we read of the different ways in which the people were to allow for a redemption of the land. If a man became poor and was forced to sell his property, it would be returned to him in the year of Jubilee. It was not to be withheld from him in that year. The Jubilee was a proclamation of liberty when every one of God's people were given the right to return to their inheritance and to take full possession of it. But we see in Leviticus chapter 25, verses 25 through 28, two other ways in which the land might be redeemed. If the Lord prospered that poor man before the year of Jubilee, such that he had sufficient means to redeem it, such that he had sufficient means to buy it back, then it could not be withheld from him. He had the right to redeem it whenever. He had the right to buy it back whenever and take again full possession of it. For it ultimately belonged to the Lord and had been given to him by the Lord. But if the Lord did not prosper that poor man before the year of Jubilee, there was still yet another way by which the land could be redeemed. It could be redeemed by a redeemer. It could be redeemed by another, by a kinsman redeemer, by a redeemer from the man's own family. In verses 48 and 49 of Leviticus chapter 25, we will see that this right first belonged to one of his brothers, and then to his uncle, and then to a cousin, and at last to another close relative, to one from his own clan. If the man could not redeem the land for himself, a redeemer could redeem it for him. One from his own clan, a kinsman redeemer. And if that redeemer was willing to pay the price, if he was willing to offer the cost, he could not be refused the right to redeem the land. A redeemer redeems by paying the price of redemption. A kinsman redeemer could redeem the land by paying the price of redemption, by paying the price of the land. And when he did this, the land would remain at that time within the possession of one's family. We see this in Jeremiah chapter 32, in verses 6 through 14, where Jeremiah redeems the land of Hanamel, his cousin. If you read those verses in Jeremiah chapter 32, you will find that the right of redemption and possession belonged to Jeremiah. And so Jeremiah bought the land for himself, since Hanamel could not buy it. But though Jeremiah bought that land for himself, he did not buy it for himself forever. For the kinsman redeemer was not purchasing the land for himself forever, but in order that the land might be returned to his brother, in order that the land might be returned to his kin, so that in the year of Jubilee his brother might come into full possession of what had been purchased for him by his brother, of what had been redeemed by his brother. We see this in the story of Ruth. In the story of Ruth, Boaz redeems the land of Naomi, and he does not redeem it for himself, but for her and for her offspring. And with Ruth, he raises up a son, but not for himself, but for Naomi. That is what a kinsman redeemer does. When one redeemed the land of his brother in the year of Jubilee, his brother would take full possession of an inheritance that had not only been promised to him, but that had also been redeemed for him. It was a beautiful expression of God's grace. This land that has been promised to you has also been redeemed for you. But as we read in Leviticus chapter 25, not everyone could find a kinsman redeemer. Not everyone had a relative who was able or willing to redeem the land. But even when one of God's people was without a kinsman redeemer, he was not without a redeemer. For the Lord was his redeemer. Even when one of God's people was without a kinsman redeemer, he was not without a redeemer, for the Lord was his redeemer. That is how we must understand the year of Jubilee. It is the year in which the Lord himself redeems the land for his people. It is the year in which the Lord himself pays the price of redemption for his people, that they might return to the inheritance which he promised them. The year of Jubilee was the year in which the Lord redeemed the possessions of his people. The year of Jubilee was the year in which the Lord himself was the redeemer of his people, that they might return to their inheritance which he had promised them. And so even as the people were to hope for that day when they would be able to dwell with the Lord forever, they were also to hope for that day when the Lord would become their Redeemer forever. That day when he would pay the price necessary for them to take possession of their inheritance forever. That day when he would pay the price necessary for them to dwell with him forever. This hope, this desire became all the more urgent when the people were cast out of the land. when they were exiled from the land of promise on account of their disobedience and transgression and sin. But what does the Lord say to His people after they had been cut off out of His land, after they had been separated from the place of His dwelling? Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 21. Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel. For you are my servant. I formed you. You are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud, and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, O depths of the earth, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob and will be glorified in Israel. Return to me. For I have redeemed you. Return to me. I am your Redeemer. In Isaiah chapter 44, as the people of God find themselves outside of the land, living outside of their inheritance, living away from the dwelling place of God and His presence, there the Lord promises to redeem His people. He promises to redeem the inheritance of His people so that they might return, so that they might return to their inheritance, so that they might return to Him. Why to Him? Because the Lord is their true inheritance. God Himself is their inheritance. God Himself is your inheritance. The Lord promises to become the Redeemer of His people. To redeem them forever. To secure their inheritance forever. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 20. A Redeemer will come to Zion. To those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord. The Lord promises to become the Redeemer of His people. The Lord promises to pay the price. He promises to pay the price necessary for his people to return to their inheritance. He promises to pay the price necessary for his people to return to him. He promises to pay the price necessary for his people to dwell with him forever. Promising to be their Redeemer. He promises to pay the price of redemption. And what was the price? Was the cost of redemption? His own blood. The life of his son. That was the price of redemption. The life of that one who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Lord became your kinsman redeemer. The Lord himself became your kinsman redeemer. Christ became your kinsman redeemer. And that is why he is not ashamed to call you his brothers. And as your brother, loved you unto death. That he might redeem you from death. That he might redeem you from sin. That he might redeem for you an eternal inheritance. An eternal inheritance in the land of the Lord. Life with God forever. Do you doubt this? He has given to you the Spirit as a guarantee. Is given to you the Spirit as a guarantee of your inheritance until you acquire full possession of it. The Spirit is the guarantee of your inheritance until in that eternal jubilee you take full possession of it forever to the praise of his glory. Christ has redeemed it for you. It will be given to you. The Spirit is the guarantee of your inheritance until you acquire full possession of it in a jubilee that has no end. A jubilee that has begun even now. Turn to the Lord. Return to Him. And sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, O depths of the earth. Break forth into singing, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob and will be glorified in Israel. He has redeemed your inheritance for you. He will give it to you. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Let us pray.